Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. Janet is the author of a number of books, including 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, and her other book is called Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She works with a lot of folks to help them with their small businesses, but especially helping women get certified as women-owned businesses. Janet, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about what we've renamed your 2013 resolutions, 2013 things you need to do in 2013 to be successful this year and make sure you survive into 2014. How about that?
Yes, that's much better.
In the last segment, we talked about following the money. We talked about making sure you ask for the business. What are some other things we need to work on?
Well, another one that kind of goes along with the ask is to keep raising your hand. I talk to purchasers a lot, government purchasers, corporate purchasers, the people that the small businesses want to sell their products and services to.
Right.
And they say that the biggest problem they have with small businesses is that small businesses don't keep contacting them. They talk to so many people and get so much information, they don't necessarily remember you at the time that they need you. So they say you've got to keep reminding them that you're out there. That's why I say keep raising your hand.
Janet, what makes us think that it's other people's job to remember us?
Well, that's one of the problems. We think we kind of give them the information and then we put our ball in somebody else's court and we expect them to call us. But the other thing I hear from the small businesses is that they're afraid that they will be seen as harassing if they keep contacting them. But there's so many ways you can contact them that's not harassing. You know, sending a card on holidays, you know, send them a Halloween card when nobody else is sending them a card instead of a Christmas card. Being sure that you're at the places that they are at just so they see you and remember me, I do such and such. Watch for things about them in the paper. Find out when their birthday is. Just so many things. Send them, if they are in an industry that does a certain thing, send them a card about or a letter or notice something about that industry. Maybe they make hats. Send them a card on National Hat Day because there's National Everything Day. So
right.
But right. We have to remind them that we exist.
Another thing, you know, that you can do these days, this is why I tell small business owners that they need to become publishers. Every company, every organization needs to be publishing information, even if it's just short stuff. And if you can keep yourself in front of folks, not doing anything, but just send them the most recent information that you're publishing for your customers.
Yes.
Or
now,
you know, another thing, something I used to do is I used to, back before email even, I would just call a client, maybe somebody I hadn't worked with for a while, and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, and I just read this article I'm going to send it over to you. I thought you'd be interested in it, and they appreciated the fact that I was thinking about them. And you'd be amazed how much business I got out of doing stuff like that.
Who wouldn't appreciate you thinking about them?
right, exactly. Yeah. So what is another thing we need to do?
Another one is to network with customers, not peers.
Network with customers, not peers. What does that mean?
Well, especially because I work with women, I see this a lot. There's all kinds of events for women networking with other women and women's networking events and that kind of thing. And that's good and helpful. It is comforting to network with your peers, but how you need to evaluate those opportunities and see, are your peers really going to buy from you? Because when we get down to it, it's really about revenue. So what is more effective is to find out where your customers and prospects are and be networking in those areas. And I don't just mean going to a networking event, but going to their conferences and their meetings and hanging out where they hang out, basically.
So well, you're also talking about, Janet, getting out of your comfort zone with networking. That's what we do sometimes. I've seen people do this with customers. They go visit customers instead of visiting a prospect. Instead of calling on a prospect, they go visit with a customer. Instead of networking with people they don't know yet, they'll go network with their peers, as you say. If you're going to seek excellence in business, you got to find a way to get out of your comfort zone on a regular basis, don't you?
You do. And as a matter of fact, as you said, I work with women a lot. So I was conducting a networking event for a group of women on Tuesday of this week. And they did evaluations after. And the ones who commented in some negative sort of way, and it wasn't,
right.
I mean, they weren't complaining, but it was not a positive comment.
I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.